KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies with sunshine making its way out here this morning in 65 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today with north winds at 10 miles per hour and a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJN. News is being brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a couple of recent arrests. On August 13th, deputies responded to a report of harassment involving a Sydney man. The victim reported that 46-year-old Todd Charles Chapman of Sydney attempted to contact her over 140 times by phone and through numerous text messages. The victim reported her home was broken into twice, once while the victim was not present between the 10th and the 11th of August, and once on August 12th when the victim was home. Chapman was arrested and charged with burglary third degree, simple domestic abuse, stalking, trespassing, and harassment third degree. Chapman is being held at the Fremont County Jail on $8,300 bond. The second arrest was August 15th at approximately 1:08 p.m. Deputies were called to a possible domestic disturbance in Tabor. A minor victim reported that 18-year-old Tristan Scott Emery of Tabor entered a home without permission and kicked in a locked interior door. Emery began a verbal argument with the victim and then left prior to the arrival of law enforcement. He was later located and arrested in the 600 block of Center Street in Tabor. Emery was charged with burglary second degree, harassment second degree, and simple assault. He was taken to the Fremont County Jail and held on no bond. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
When searching for a financial advisor, it's important to choose someone you can trust. With more than 27 years of investment industry experience, Jeff Morenz has helped families in the Atlantic community plan for retirement as well as their children's and grandchildren's education. Let Jeff Morenz at Stiefel put his experience to work for you. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
In other news, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Wednesday of an Oakland man after being called to 105 South Main Street in Oakland for a disturbance. At 5:40 p.m., deputies arrested 40-year-old Jeremy Lee Miller of Oakland for domestic assault with injury and child endangerment. A road construction project on U.S. 30 east of the North Junction with U.S. 59 in Denison will require closing the roadway to traffic starting at 7 a.m. on Wednesday, August 22nd until 3 p.m. on Wednesday, August 29th, weather permitting, according to the DOT's Cherokee Construction Office. During that closure, traffic will be detoured around the work zone using 7th Street, Avenue C, Iowa 39, and U.S. 59 there in Denison. Human remains recovered from a creek this week are believed to be those of a 16-year-old autistic boy who vanished from his small Iowa hometown in April, authorities said on Thursday. Jake Wilson's disappearance had prompted a search involving the FBI, state and local police officers, and hundreds of volunteers in LaPorte City, a town of 2,300 in northeastern Iowa. Wilson was last seen April 7th when he said he was going for a walk blocks from his home along Wolf Creek, which winds through LaPorte City. His family said he didn't have his glasses on at the time and that he has the mental capacity of a 9-year-old boy. Police said at a news conference that human remains were discovered in the creek Tuesday by recreational kayakers in an area that had been searched repeatedly over the last 4 months by authorities. LaPorte City Police Chief Chris Brecher said that testing by the medical examiner shows the remains are consistent with what we're looking for. He said investigators were not yet in any position to determine whether foul play was involved. Blackhawk County Sheriff Tony Thompson said the creek's conditions had changed dramatically since the spring when the water was higher, and the shift may have paved the way for the discovery. He said that additional searches and testing were underway and urged kayakers to stay out of the creek in the coming days. And he said, "We want to know why, we want to know how the teen died." Thompson said the discovery points to an unfortunate ending in a case that had touched many people in eastern Iowa. Wilson's smiling face was plastered on missing posters throughout the region, and his family described Jake as a gentle lover of nature who simply never came home from a walk on a spring day. The discovery comes amid a massive search for a missing college student, Molly Tibbetts, who disappeared from the small town of Brooklyn on July 18th. Thompson noted that Tibbetts' case has renewed interest in the plight of Wilson and other missing Iowa residents in recent weeks. He said, "We hope we are getting close to getting to draw a conclusion on this particular one." The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest early Thursday. At 12:54 a.m., deputies arrested 37-year-old Alona Christine Anders of Henderson for obstruction of emergency communication. Anders was taken to the Mills County Jail and held on $300 bond. The economy is expected to continue growing slowly in rural parts of 10 plains and western states, but the ongoing trade disputes remain a concern. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says grain prices have fallen even lower since the trade disputes erupted. The overall economic index for the region increased slightly to 54.8 in August from July's 53.8. That score still suggests growth because it is above 50, while any score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Bankers from Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming were surveyed. The bankers remained concerned about the economy. The confidence index remained in negative territory, but did climb to 46.5 in August from July's 42.7. Farmland owners and tenants have an opportunity to get valuable information at a series of farmland leasing meetings hosted by Iowa State University Extension. The workshops are 2.5 hours in length and cover a variety of topics, including current land value and cash rental rates, types of farm lease arrangements, determining a fair cash rent, strategies for writing and terminating a farm lease, economic outlook, and other resources. Iowa State University Extension Regional Education Director Alan Ladd said the meetings are very timely, with deadlines coming up.
Landowners in Iowa are restricted by Iowa code if they want to change tenants, or if tenants want to change landlords. Notification must happen prior to September 1st. So we're coming up on that very quickly, and we have a lot of good information we want to share with everyone.
Meetings in our area are coming up on August 23rd in Carson and Shenandoah, and August 24th in Mount Air and Humiston. One meeting has already been held in Greenfield. Ladd said the same information will be covered at each site.
It's the same material, and there's about a 100-page booklet that each individual will get, and that's part of the registration cost. And so it's a lot of good take-home information, and obviously there's like sample forms. If you're just using an oral contract with your tenant or your landlord, there's a written form that we use. There's also a lot of data from past history as far as cost of leasing land in Iowa, what the trends have been, and where we want to look at it. And of course, with the markets, with the corn and beans, things fluctuate quite a bit. And so we want to make sure everybody has the most accurate and up-to-date information.
Ladd wanted to stress that these meetings are not just for current landowners, but prospective owners and also tenants and others interested as well. Attendees are asked to register at least 2 days prior to the meeting they plan to attend, and there is a registration fee. Carson meeting is August 23rd at 9 a.m. at the Carson Community Center. The Shenandoah meeting is August 23rd at 1:30 p.m. at the Shenandoah Public Library. The Mount Air meeting will take place August 24th at 9 a.m. at the Ringgold County Extension Office, and the meeting in Humiston will be held August 24th at 2 p.m. in the Humiston Community Center. You can register by calling the County Extension Office hosting the workshop or 641-673-5841. And Cass County Conservation is hosting their Breakfast with the Birds program this Saturday at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic. Program held at the Campbell's Edition Shelter beginning at 9 a.m. with free will donations being accepted. Kay Newman, rehabilitator and educator at Saving Our Avian Resources, will show and discuss several of her permanently injured birds. They're hoping to have a bird that's fully recovered and ready to release back into the wild. Cass County Conservation hopes you will join them to support raptors and education. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next, News Time 7:15.
Are you unhappy with your current CD rates? At Stifel, we have access to thousands of banks across the United States to help you find the best rate possible. We offer a full range of fixed income investment opportunities and have an experienced team of familiar faces that has served the needs of investors in Atlantic for more than 30 years. Give me, Jeff Morenz, a call at 712-243-5500 and see what Stifel can do for you. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In your funeral announcements, Rocky Crowder, age 64, of Oakland, died Monday at home. A prayer service for Rocky Crowder will be held tonight at 5:30 p.m. at Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. Susan M. Mitchell, age 88, of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Susan M. Mitchell will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Clarence George Holtz, age 91, of Denver, Colorado, formerly of Avoca, died August 5th at Berkeley Manor Care Center. Funeral services for Clarence George Holtz will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Michael K. Lett, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home in rural Atlantic. Memorial services for Michael K. Lett will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jody I. Thielen, age 53, of Anita, died Wednesday at the St. Elizabeth Regional Medical Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Jody I. Thielen will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Larry D. Wonder, age 84, of Harlan, died Wednesday in Harlan. Memorial services for Larry D. Wonder will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Doreen D. Taylor, age 61, of Waxahachie, Texas, formerly of Walnut, died Sunday. A memorial service to celebrate the life of Doreen D. Taylor will be held on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Pat Bowes Memorial Chapel of the Wayne Bowes Funeral Home in Waxahachie, Texas. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements this morning, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call, 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.